You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WRJN Daily News Roundup for 99.9 FM and 1400 AM in Racine and 98.1 FM in Kenosha.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. A Saturday snow cleanup will be needed. The winter weather advisory starts at 6 tonight with 2 to 5 inches of snow expected, though totals may be lower near the state line. Snowfall rates could reach up to an inch per hour once the sun goes down. The latest is coming up in the forecast. Racine County saw a 17% increase in January home sales. Kenosha County saw a 15% decline in the same time period. The overall region saw a 5.5% increase, with Racine County also seeing a significant rise in new listings. Deputy Alejandro Lozano of the Racine County Sheriff's Office was honored as Employee of the Month for January. He was rewarded for his actions rescuing a driver from a burning vehicle. His bravery earned him a Certificate of Excellence and other awards. And a Racine lawyer with a diverse background in the Army, theater, and sports is being remembered through an obituary at Racine County Eye. Ron Halverson's story is a recommended read at RacineCountyEye.com. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Forever bros Travis Kelce and Patrick Mahomes are coming under fire from Kansas City Chiefs fans for having a double date with their best girls, Taylor Swift and Brittany Mahomes, fairly certain it was in that order, just 24 hours before the Super Bowl. What? Word on the street is that Taylor Swift ordered a huge Kobe burger and French fries, and according to Chiefs fans on social media, that could be exactly why the Chiefs laid an egg in front of a worldwide audience while trying to three-peat. No idea what Kelce and Mahomes had to eat, but after seeing the way they played during the big game, I'm guessing it had lots of tryptophan. Irate Chiefs fans, most of whom I'm guessing probably never played in a Super Bowl, disapproved of the double date, insinuating that said date and hanging with girls so close to the big game was obviously the reason the Chiefs lost. If only Kansas City sports fans provided the two football players with this information beforehand. It just seems like a no-brainer to me. You can't eat 2 days before the big game. There's nothing funnier than irrational sports fans. Lord of the Rings, Rings of Power fans have been on pins and needles since October 3rd. That's when season 2 ended, and with multiple cliffhangers. Rest easy, ringlets, because the news you've been waiting for has arrived. Variety reports that Amazon MGM Studios has given the green light for a season 3. The show will shoot in London and is currently in pre-production. When season 3 drops, it will be on Prime. Here's a quick Best Picture nominees rundown. Sean Baker's Anora is about a young exotic dancer who marries the son of a Russian billionaire after a week-long courtship. Things are going swimmingly until Anora's new husband finds out his rich parents are not happy with the marriage. Some mob goons show up and hold Anora hostage while her new husband shows a serious lack of bravery and runs away. The film has a few funny moments, but too much of it is spent with Anora being kept hostage until the marriage can be annulled. I might have enjoyed it more if it didn't come with Best Picture expectations. Go see for yourself, though. Everybody has their favorite Saturday Night Live sketches from the past 50 years. If you're older, you might think Landshark, The Bass-O-Matic, or Bill Murray's Lounge Singer might be at the top of the list, but that's not the case. A new list from TheWrap.com lists the 10 funniest Saturday Night Live sketches, and the oldest one is from 29 years ago. It's important to note The Wrap's list only uses sketches from Saturday Night Live's YouTube page. Football fans hate the Kardashians. Those are the words of Kardashian leader Kim, who was referring to Tom Brady's roast last year at which she was mercilessly booed. The boos were so thunderous, Netflix edited most of them out. Kardashian still claims she had nothing to do with that. On an episode of The Kardashians earlier this week, the former Mrs. Kanye West said she would never do a roast again because they are not good for the soul, adding that she never imagined that she would get booed. She obviously never watches her own TV show. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
We have more snow on the way late today, tonight through Saturday into Saturday night. We could end up with 4 to 6, maybe up to 7 inches of accumulation by the time it all winds down on Saturday night into Sunday. Today, mostly cloudy, becoming breezy, 27. It's going to get really cold next week. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 6.
That's your WRJN Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WRJN.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.